I hope you enjoy this pegging love story. Pegging is just like a special intimate hug. I always loved waking up against James. It titillated me to wake up with my naked breasts pressed against the fresh skin of a submissive. Lately, the art of surprise has been bringing me a particular amount of pleasure. I love slipping out of bed during the middle of the night and wrapping my pretty pink leather harness around my waist. My powder pink strap-on looks so innocent in color. However, it was not innocent at all in girth and length. James would wake up in the morning feeling my slippery cock rubbing ever so lightly between his buttocks. I would pinch his tender little nipples as an alarm clock in the morning. "Good morning, slut," I would purr in his ears while gently nibbling them. I would hear him moan in response as his cock would attempt to harden. "It's almost a pity," I would moan again in his ear, "that I put that pink chastity device on you last night. I bet you would be rock hard right now if it weren't for that," I smiled gleefully. He tried to get hard, even with his chastity device securely on. He knew, however, it was in vain when he heard my sadistic laugh. I pushed the strap-on forcefully into his ass and held his body against mine. I heard him scream out that he belonged to me. This, of course, pleased me to hear this from a man I was pegging. I continued to screw him until his cock was oozing semen through his sweet little pink torture device. I love male torture. It makes me very wet. I, at this point, nuzzled his neck and gave him a very warm kiss. "Time to get up and ready for work, sweetheart." And this is how I wake up a submissive. This is Mistress Simone, and you can read this at kinkyphonemistress.com. I also have supernaturalphonesex.com. And call me at 1-800-601-7259. I'll be torturing you soon, sweetheart. Love you, boys.